Ever find yourself needing to quickly understand, the why behind economic shifts for a meeting, or just to make sense of the news, like why some prices jump and others don't?
Yeah, exactly. It often comes down to these core concepts we're tackling today.
We're doing a deep dive into price elasticity of demand, income elasticity, and cross elasticity. PED, YED, XED for short.
Right. These are really powerful ideas. They basically tell you how much people change their buying habits when something changes, like the price, their income, or the price of related goods.
They sound complex, but they're fundamental, aren't they? We've dug
Exactly.
into our sources to really pull out the essential stuff for you.
Absolutely. The goal here isn't just definitions. We want to show you how these things play out in the real world, give you that shortcut to understanding what makes markets tick.
Okay, let's get started. Price elasticity of demand, PED. What's the main idea there?
Okay, so PED measures how much the quantity demanded, how much people want to buy changes when the price changes. Simple as that. Almost. Well, we have to make that assumption, ceteris paribus, holding everything else constant,
Yeah.
income, tastes, what competitors are doing, just isolating the price effect.
Right. Makes sense.
And a high PED means demand is really sensitive to price changes. A low PED means people's buying habits don't change much, even if the price does. Think petrol prices, maybe?
Yeah, still need to drive, but maybe a huge hike makes you think twice about a long trip.
Exactly. It's often about degrees.
Okay, so that's price. Now, income elasticity of demand, YED, that shifts focus.
Completely. YED looks at how demand changes when our income changes, and this helps us classify goods.
Classify, how so?
Well, if YED is positive, it's a normal good. Generally, more income means you buy more of it.
Okay.
If YED is negative, it's an inferior good.
Right.
As your income goes up, you might actually buy less of it, maybe switching to something better. Think maybe cheap instant noodles versus eating out.
Ah, I see. And you mentioned luxuries.
Yes, those often have a YED greater than one, meaning if your income goes up by, say, 10%, your demand for that luxury item might jump by more than 10%. A very strong income effect.
Got it. So a bonus might mean a new high-end phone, but probably not like 10 times more bread.
Precisely. And the third one, cross elasticity of demand, XED.
Right, XED. This one's about how products relate to each other.
Exactly. It measures how the demand for one good changes when the price of another good changes.
Like coffee and tea.
Perfect example. If the price of coffee skyrockets, you might expect demand for tea to go up. That's a positive XED. They're substitutes.
In the opposite.
Complements, like printers and ink cartridges. If printer prices fall, people might buy more printers, and therefore demand for ink, the complement goes up. That shows a negative XED.
Okay, so the concepts are clear.
Yeah.
But how do we actually put numbers on these? There are formulas involved, right?
Yes, and they all follow a similar pattern. The basic idea for elasticity is always percentage change in quantity demanded divided by the percentage change in whatever factor we're looking at.
So for PED.
It's percentage change in quantity demanded divided by percentage change in price. Pretty
Oh, and
straightforward.
ED.
Percentage change in quantity demanded over percentage change in income.
And XED.
Percentage change in quantity demanded of good A divided by the percentage change in the price of good B. You're always looking at that responsiveness ratio.
Our sources have this PED example. Price goes from $9 to $10, and quantity bought drops from 150 down to 110. How does that calculation work?
Okay, let's quickly break it down. The price increase from $90 to $10 is about an 11% jump, roughly.
Okay.
And the quantity decrease from 150 to 110, that's a fall of 40 units. On the original 150, that's around a 27% decrease.
Right. So negative 27% divided by plus 11%.
Exactly, which gives you a PED of approximately notice 2.4.
And what does that negative 2.4 actually tell us?
Two things. First, the negative sign just confirms what we usually expect. Price goes up, demand goes down, inverse relationship. But the key is the number itself, 2.4.
Because it's bigger than one.
Yes. Since the absolute value, 2.4, is greater than 1, it tells us demand is elastic in this range. People reacted quite strongly, proportionally, to that price increase.
So the size of the number is the real story.
Absolutely. For PED, magnitude 1 is elastic, 1 is inelastic, 1 is unitary
Oh,
elastic.
it's for YE
The
though.
sign matters. Positive for normal goods, negative for inferior. And if it's positive and greater than 1, that often signals a luxury good.
Okay, and XED.
Sign again. Positive for substitutes, negative for complements. If it's near zero, the goods are likely unrelated.
What about those extreme cases mentioned? perfectly elastic and perfectly inelastic.
Yeah. Those are more theoretical benchmarks. Perfectly elastic means, like, an infinite sensitivity. The tiniest price rise kills demand instantly. Imagine a market with perfect substitutes.
Hard to find in reality.
Very. And perfectly inelastic is the opposite. Zero sensitivity. Demand stays put no matter the price. Maybe a critical life-saving drug with no alternatives, at least in the very short term, might get close.
So most things are somewhere in between.
Exactly. You have highly elastic big quantity change for a small price change. Inelastic small quantity change, even for a big price change. And unitary where the percentages match up.
Now, this was interesting. The idea that PED changes even along a simple straight line demand curve. How does that work?
Yeah, that can seem a bit counterintuitive. It's because elasticity is about percentage changes, not absolute changes.
Okay.
So up high on the demand curve where price is high and quantity is low, even a small absolute drop in price is a small percentage change in price. But a small absolute increase in quantity can be a large percentage change from that low base quantity.
Ah, so the ratios change.
Right. High up, demand tends to be elastic. Low down, where price is low and quantity is high, the same absolute price change is a larger percentage change, but the quantity change is a smaller percentage change relative to the large base quantity. So demand tends to become inelastic.
And somewhere in the middle.
You often hit that unitary point where elasticity is exactly one.
Fascinating. So context is everything. What are the big picture things that tend to push demand toward being elastic or inelastic for PED, let's say?
Sure. Several big ones for PED. Number one is usually substitutes. The more substitutes available, the easier it is for consumers to switch if the price goes up, so demand is more elastic.
Makes sense.
Then there's the proportion of income. If something takes up a big chunk of your budget, you'll likely be more sensitive to its price changes. Think rent versus a pack of gum.
Definitely.
Time is another one. In the short run, you might be stuck. Demand's more inelastic. But give it time, and you might find alternatives or change your habits, so demand becomes more elastic.
Like finding a new route to work if gas prices stay high.
Exactly. And of course, necessity versus luxury. Necessities tend to be more inelastic, luxuries more elastic, though that line can blur.
And addictive goods.
Often quite inelastic, yeah. People find it hard to reduce consumption even if the price rises significantly.
Okay. And what about the factors influencing YED and XED?
For YED, income elasticity, it's back to that necessity-luxury distinction. Also, the current income level of the consumers matters. A pay rise might affect spending differently for someone on a low income versus a high income, even for the same good. And time, again, adjusting spending patterns takes time.
And for XED, cross-elasticity.
The key is how closely related the goods are. Are they strong substitutes, weak substitutes, strong complements? Brand loyalty plays a role, too. If you love a specific brand, you might be less likely to switch, even if a competitor lowers their price, so XED would be lower.
Right. Brand loyalty dampens the effect.
Yeah. And also how you define the market. The XED between Coke and Pepsi is probably higher than the XED between Coke and, say, all beverages combined.
Got it. Now let's talk about the payoffs. How does knowing the PCD help a business with its, well, bottom line, revenue?
This is the critical link for businesses. It's all about total revenue, which is simply price times quantity sold, PEQ. If demand is elastic, remember, sensitive to price raising the price will cause quantity demanded to fall by a larger percentage. So the fall in quantity outweighs the rise in price, and total revenue actually decreases.
So raising prices can backfire if demand is elastic.
Big time. Conversely, if demand is elastic, lowering the price boosts quantity demanded by an even larger percentage, increasing total revenue. Think sales events, discounts.
Okay, so lower prices can mean more total money if you sell enough extra.
Exactly. Now flip it. If demand is inelastic, people aren't very responsive. Raising the price leads to only a small drop in quantity. The price hike effect dominates, and total revenue increases.
Like maybe concert tickets for a huge star?
Could be, or those essential medications we talked about. And if you lower the price with inelastic demand, quantity won't increase much, so the lower price per item means total revenue falls.
And that middle ground, unitary elastic.
That's where the percentage change in price is exactly offset by the percentage change in quantity. So changing the price doesn't change total revenue at all.
Wow. So understanding PED is absolutely crucial for pricing strategy.
Fundamental. But the uses go way beyond just pricing.
Like what else? How do businesses, or even, say, governments, use these ideas?
Well, businesses use YED for sales forecasting. If you know the income elasticity for your products, you can better predict how demand will change during economic booms or recessions.
Smart.
It also informs product strategy, maybe developing more budget-friendly options if you anticipate an economic downturn hitting their customers. XED helps understand your competitive landscape. Who are your real substitutes? Are there complementary goods you could bundle or partner on?
So it helps map out the market.
Definitely. It's also vital for risk management, anticipating how volatile your sales might be. And for policymakers, governments use elasticity, for instance, when deciding on taxes. Taxing inelastic goods like cigarettes or alcohol tends to raise more revenue without drastically cutting consumption, though there are debates about the fairness of that.
Right. The tax impact depends heavily on elasticity.
Absolutely. And also for subsidies, understanding elasticity helps predict the effect of subsidizing certain goods or services.
So it really is a versatile toolkit.
It is. If you had to boil it down, PED is your go-to for pricing and revenue impact. YED helps classify goods and predict demand based on income shifts. And XED is key for understanding competitors and related products.
That's a great summary. It feels like getting a handle on these three gives you x-ray vision into how markets actually work.
Sort of, yeah. It helps you see the underlying forces that shape consumer responses to change. It moves you from just observing market behavior to actually understanding why it's happening.
It provides that framework for analysis, for making smarter decisions, whether you're in business or just trying to figure out the economy.
Exactly right.
So for everyone listening, here's something to chew on. Think about something you buy all the time. Is your demand for it elastic or inelastic, based on what we talked about? What might make that change? Maybe flip it. How could a business, you know, use these ideas not just to survive, but maybe even thrive when the economy changes? Lots to consider there. Hopefully this deep dive has given you a solid foundation.